Well, hi, everybody.
Wow, you've got somebody on your lap again. She was on your lap last service.
Hi. Oh, hello. Here's my children. Well, hello. You and your new bright, shiny, flashy shoes. Excellent. I want to talk to you all about something that might be a hard thing to talk about. Now, maybe it's something that you've talked about, and that doesn't mean it's not a hard thing to talk about. And what I want to talk about a little bit is, oh, hi, Vera. Yes. Oh my goodness. Well, okay. You know what, Vera, we're gonna have some time in prayer and we'll pray for that, okay? Vera shares that she has a friend who lost her father. So that's a hard thing, and we'll pray for that. In fact, let's just switch gears. Here we go. We were gonna talk about bullying, but I think how many of you have ever talked about bullying? Maybe in school or maybe with your parents, yeah? Yeah, you guys have talked about that? What are some of the things that you talk about that are helpful when it comes to bullying? You're not sure? That's okay. Yeah, Cameron. Trying to stop it. Now, that can be sort of risky, right? You don't want to get yourself into danger. What are some other ways?
In trouble.
What was that?
Don't listen to a bully.
Don't listen to a bully. That's good. Maybe don't be a bully. Yeah. Yeah, what else? Anything else? Maybe something like go. Yes. Yes. What? Oh, you hurt your lip. I'm sorry to hear that. Cameron mentions that perhaps that I don't know how to connect that. All right. Well, but Cameron mentions that perhaps getting a teacher or an adult, yeah, is helpful. Now, you know, Vera told us about something sad in someone's life, right? What do we do if someone's sad? How can we help someone who's sad?
We have to go in our room.
You have to go in your room when you're sad?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think that might not be the answer I'm quite looking for. I might be looking for something. You are wonderful. I just love you to death.
You could take them to Chuck E. Cheese.
You could take them to Chuck E. Cheese if they're sad. Well, that's one idea. What about give somebody a hug if they're sad?
Okay.
Yeah? What about sometimes just sitting with someone when they're sad is a good thing? Here's something that I want you all to do. We did this last service, too. And there's something that I would like to do. And I'd like for us all to hold hands. Can we hold hands? I saw a video on YouTube, and it was about someone who was being bullied, although I think that it can help if we think about folks who are sad. And there was a girl who was being bullied by some boys. And then some other boys came up, and they all held hands, and they stood between the girl who was being bullied and the boy who was being the bully, and stood between them and held hands like this. And you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me that we're all stronger together than we are by ourselves, and that God calls us to be united. God calls us to be together to help us to see that we're stronger together than we are apart, and that we can get strength and comfort from each other. So that's what I want to remind you about today. Okay? Now we'll pray, and if you remember, I like to pray and for you to repeat after me. Now, do you guys want to keep holding hands for the prayer, or do you want to let go?
Let go.
You want to let go. That's what I thought would happen. All right, good. Okay. Well, let's still pray, and the way I like to do it, if you remember, is I like to say it and for you to repeat after me, okay? And you all can join in too. All right. Dear God, thanks for reminding us that you love us. Thanks for helping us to see that part of your love is being together. We feel your love even more in our togetherness. God, we pray for those who are sad, who have lost their parent. Help them to see your comfort and your love. Amen.